Thank you, Mr. President. Trinidad and Tobago welcomes our CARICOM neighbor and recognizes the efforts made to improve the protection and promotion of the rights of its citizens and discharge its human rights obligation despite the resource constraints identified in the presentation of the report. My delegation recommends that Belize pursue policies which seek to further stem the dropout rates for primary and secondary schools, as well as improving the transition ratio from primary to secondary school. We extend our congratulations on the ratification of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights and accession to the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and the Convention on the Protection and Promotion of the Diversity of Cultural Expressions. We commend the progress made through the Educational Quality Improvement Program, the expansion of the National Health Insurance, and the continued implementation of programs to address poverty and social exclusion, the establishment of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Council and the TIPS Unit, training for a range of stakeholders and public education programs will undoubtedly contribute to a more coordinated and strengthened approach to addressing issues related to trafficking in persons. As a country also adversely affected by climate change, we take note of the commitment undertaken in the elaboration of the National Climate Change Policy, Strategy and Action Plan 2015 to 2020, and further take this opportunity to reiterate our appreciation for the hosting of the Samoa Pathway Caribbean Regional Preparatory Meeting in San Pedro in August this year. Trinidad and Tobago wishes Belize every success in its review. I thank you.